I'm Elizabeth Harrison. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Rhode Island's Governor Lincoln Chafee is withdrawing his pick for an interim higher education commissioner after ethics concerns were raised about the candidate. The nominee was State Education Board Chair Eva Marie Mancuso, who had applied for a waiver from the State Ethics Commission. She says she's now withdrawn that application. Here to talk more about what this all means is Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst, Scott McKay. Welcome, Scott.
Hello, Elizabeth.
So, Scott, what exactly were the concerns about Eva Marie Mancuso taking over the Department of Higher Education?
Well, some history is relevant here. You have to go back to the 1990s and the state credit union collapse to kind of put this in context. And what happened then was there were a bunch of scandals in state government, and the idea was to stop the trend, particularly of legislators, going in, taking state jobs. People on state boards serve for a few years, get to know everybody, schmooze a little bit, and then grab a high salary. A lot of this insider kind of dealing had really hurt the state, and the feeling was, we're not going to allow this anymore. So they passed the so-called revolving door provision. Now, it hasn't stopped people from spinning that door, but it makes them wait longer. You have to wait at least a year, for instance, to leave the legislature to start going back to the assembly, the state house, and lobbying is a good example. If you want to become a judge, you have another year waiting period. So it was a well-intentioned kind of law.
And this revolving door rule applies not just to legislators, but to people serving on public boards.
Yes, and the idea, again, was to cut back on some of the insider dealing that in those days was seen as a problem for an incestuous Smith Hill culture that had caused some real ethical lapses. The fact is that in Rhode Island and a lot of other states, we don't seem to react to ethics movements unless there's a scandal.
And given this revolving door rule, Scott, why did the governor nominate Eva Marie Mancuso? She's the chair of the State Board of Education, the very same board that would have to approve her nomination.
Somebody dropped the ball in the governor's office. And, you know, Mancuso's not blameless here either. She's lived here all her life. She's a well-regarded lawyer, and she should have known about this. I mean, the way this comes out is a conservative blogger, Justin Katz, who's a sometime contributor to our political roundtable show, had to point this out to the administration. The governor, I think, was off sailing. It was right at the end of the legislative session. He took a few days vacation. Somebody in the office obviously did not do the proper vetting of this candidate, looking into the background and checking the law.
But Scott, Chafee stood by his pick at first, saying Eva Marie Mancuso is the right person at the right time. Even yesterday, he said he likes consistency. So, Scott, why is he now backing down?
Well, because this is what always happens when this kind of an appointment turns into a media frittata. The local chattering classes end up talking more about the controversy, and then the candidate becomes a distraction. And what this does is, you have controversy overtaking the substance, and pretty soon it's just not worth it any longer to push for a candidate, particularly when you probably got some intelligence that says the Ethics Commission is not going to look, on this with favor, and that means it's going to take 2, 3, or 4 meetings, and you're going to drag this out for a couple of months, and frankly, nothing's going to get done in the office.
I'm speaking with Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay about leadership troubles at the Rhode Island Department of Higher Education. Scott, Governor Lincoln Chafee now says Mancuso will stay in her role as chair of the State Board of Education, and he wants a full search for a new commissioner of higher education. But there's a catch here. Lawmakers have voted to stop funding the Department of Education at the end of December. Why did they do that?
You know, I can't figure out why they blew up two boards. We had two separate boards, one for K through 12, one for higher ed. They just at the end of the last legislative session last year, without a whole lot of study and discussion, they just split this thing up and decided to cut it. I don't think this was well thought out, and it's going to be very difficult to find a new commissioner. Don't forget, in 2009, when Jack Warner left, the search did not turn up a strong candidate. And also, we're coming into the 2014 gubernatorial election cycle. And you know what that means at the State House? Nothing of substance much gets done because everybody's looking over their shoulder to see who the next boss is going to be.
And Scott, even if the board does a full search, I mean, what's the likelihood they would even find a candidate willing to take a job running an office about to be defunded?
Yes, and in the last year of the term of a governor whose poll numbers aren't very high, it doesn't look like a place with a lot of job security. So I would be surprised if a really strong candidate wanted to apply.
So in the meantime, Governor Lincoln Chafee is suggesting a fix. He wants Clark Green, the current chief of staff at the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, to run the Department of Higher Education. Scott, what can you tell me about Clark Green? Does he strike you as a good pick?
Yes, because he's a very steady hand at the tiller. He's been around state government since Governor Lincoln Allman's administration back in the 1990s. He was very, very pivotal in welfare reform. He's basically a smart bureaucrat, if you understand my drift here. He understands how the government works, has pretty good relations at the State House, and I think as far as an interim pick, you probably couldn't find anyone better within the education bureaucracy.
And what about the current interim commissioner of higher education, Ray DePasquale? He's also the president of Rhode Island's community college system, and he's supposed to return to doing that full-time while still retaining his current salary of about $265,000 a year. Is that a fair deal?
Well, you know, Rhode Island, you know, somebody who makes too much money is somebody who makes more money than me. I'm not sure what his salary compares to with other presidents of community colleges of that size. But certainly, the sad thing about this is the whole system really requires some leadership. I mean, I think if you look at CCRI, they're trying to be more receptive to the business community and turn out students who can take the jobs. You look at this University of Rhode Island, Rhode Island College Nursing School. Finally, it looks like they're going to get together and have a joint nursing school in Providence in the Dynamo Building in the Jewelry District. Someone has to shepherd that to fruition. Still issues hanging out at URI. The professors' union negotiated a pay raise. That's been held up for more than a year. I mean, there are serious education issues in the state in higher ed, and hopefully there'll be somebody around to shepherd them.
And Scott, what do you think? Does Rhode Island really need an Office of Higher Education and a full-time commissioner?
That's a very good question. I think we have to look not just at the personalities, but we have to look at the larger questions, and someone has to deal with this. And I don't see anybody in the General Assembly doing that. One, why is the University of Connecticut, University of Massachusetts have so much lower rates of in-state tuition than Rhode Island? Why have our economic competitors in Connecticut and Massachusetts over the last, I'd say, 15 years invested more money in their state university systems than we have here in Rhode Island? And, of course, that's going to hurt our ability here in Rhode Island to attract students.
Well, Scott McKay is Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst. Thank you, Scott, so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.